11-year-old Sharda and half a dozen friends beat drums and chant slogans as they walk through the narrow lanes of Lalitpur in India. As they go down the narrow lanes meeting families, they make a cacophony of noise, ensuring that their voices are heard. They have a message and a purpose, to make their village free from open defecation. 11-year-old Sharda.
When we go out to defecate, there are flies around. These flies sit on our excreta. When we come back home and eat food, the same flies sit on our food. This can cause us illnesses.
Sharda and his band live in a remote village of Uttar Pradesh, a state where less than 36% of households have toilets. In other words, 6 out of 10 people do not have access to a toilet in a state with a population of almost 200 million people. Sharda studies in class 4 in a local government primary school where many good practices of hygiene are taught and practiced. From an early age, children coming to the preschool center are introduced to a baby-friendly toilet. There is an emphasis on cleaning. The children now understand the importance of clean hands and washing with soap. The next step is for the families to inculcate this change. Ram Narayan Maurya is the headmaster of Lalitpur Upper Primary School.
For centuries, people here had been defecating in the open. But now that the children have begun using toilets in schools, the habit is breaking. And hopefully this will change the practice in the future.
Lalitpur is a hamlet of about 760 people belonging to a socially excluded and marginalized caste. A campaign to make this village free from open defecation was not easy. Changing mindsets takes more than beating drums. But eventually people saw reason and their own welfare in constructing toilets and in finally using them. Today, Lalitpur is free from open defecation. One can feel a great sense of achievement in this community. Women no longer have to wait for dark to defecate out in the open. They feel safe, secure, and dignified as they have all-time access to a toilet at home. Charles Appel, United Nations.